I went back to the fort to find the others. I climbed the ginkgo tree. I was safer in the tree. Sleeping in the tree was hard. I climbed down. I closed the gate to the fort. I made 3 fires. They were in a triangle shape. I went to sleep in the middle of them. When I woke up, Lord Roxton was next to me. He was very pale. He had scratches on his face. He was very tired. His clothes looked like rags. "Quick, get the rifles," he said. He had 2 rifles in his hand. I picked up 2 rifles too. "Fill your pockets with food. Get all the bullets," said Lord Roxton. We ran through the trees. We stopped in a bush. Lord Roxton pulled me down. "We'll be safe here. They'll go to the camp," he said. "What's happening?" I asked. I told Lord Roxton about my adventure. "The ape men caught the professors. They're nasty. They have good hearing and good eyesight," he said. We went to save Professor Summerlee and Professor Challenger. We stayed out in the open. The ape men only attacked from the trees, so we were safe in the meadows. Lord Roxton told me what happened. "They attacked at night. They dropped from the trees. They took us prisoner. The chief looks like Professor Challenger. Their base is above the bamboo canes. They throw people off the cliff." We went to their base. They were by the cliff edge. Professor Summerlee and some other men were prisoners. They picked up 1 man. They threw him off the cliff. He landed on the bamboo spikes. Professor Challenger was next to the chief. The ape man grabbed Professor Summerlee. The chief pushed Professor Challenger over. Lord Roxton shot the chief. "Shoot!" Lord Roxton shouted. We shot the ape men. They ran away. Professor Challenger and Professor Summerlee ran to us. We went back to the fort. The men followed us. They wanted to stay with us. The ape men attacked again. We left the fort. We went to the lake. There were lots of people on the lake in canoes. They rowed over to us. They got out of the canoes. The men bowed to us.